by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our morning show, our morning program. As usual, let's begin our day by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. You're watching Rise and Shine. For those of you that may have just joined us, yes, we have just listened to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Now, subsequent to the Quran, we then do move on to the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But before that, just to introduce our topic, today's discussion, my dear viewers, today, inshallah wa azza wa jal, we shall be hearing about the fearless. You know, when we think of fearless, my dear viewers, what do we think of? Many people will think of a big person, strong person, somebody with muscles, a person who's very, very, you know, he's ferocious, my dear viewers. a person who's mighty, a person who's courageous. This is what we think of. A person, he's fearless, he doesn't fear anybody. What do we mean by being fearless? For that you'll have to stick with us. Let's listen to the Naad Sharif, praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and then we shall hear more about the fearless. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
Thank you.
My reviews of Madani channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Now this morning, today, we shall be hearing about those who are fearless. And also undoubtedly those people who possess fear. What do we mean by, you know, possessing fear? Should you be a person who is scared, who has fear, my dear viewers? Should you be weak? What is it that I am referring to? What is it? Many people will say, what is this guy talking about? And dear viewers, there were some companions, people like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's that person who was fearless, he was strong, my dear viewers. We have the famous Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, you just need to say his name. When people were practicing Islam in secrecy, there were great people, such an individual, Hazrat Umar Farooq. When he had accepted Islam, then all the Muslims, they marched in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Why? Hazrat Umar Farooq said, Ya Rasulullah, you know, what is there to fear? Ya Rasulullah, let's go in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And he says, then let's go, man. He goes up to them and he says openly, I have accepted Islam. He feared nobody. When the time for migration came, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he approached them. The rest, or many of them, they left at night, my dear viewers, to migrate. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went, he says, whoever wishes to orphan the child, to widow the wife, or to grieve, to make their mother grieve, then let him follow me to this valley. Meaning, I'm going to, let's see any of you stop me. This was Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was Hazrat Osman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who would not save any money for the next day. This is Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These people, they were fearless. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu kareem, Hazrat Zubair, Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was fearless. So there were many companions who were fearless, my dear viewers. Fearless meaning they did not possess fear, but when they were fearless, what does it mean by they were fearless? It means that they did not have fear for the people, my dear viewers. They did not fear the people, they were courageous when it came to this. But when it came to God consciousness, when it came to fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then people like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would say, he would address a bird and he would say to the bird, yes, he's speaking out to a bird. What does he say? He says, oh bird, I wish I was like you. Allahu Akbar. Oh bird, I wish I was like you. And I was not made a human. Why? Because then they will not be held accountable. He will not be punished. This is what Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq says. People like Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari, he says, I wish I was like a tree which was cut down. I wish I was like a tree which was cut down. Allahu Akbar. What does this mean? Such people who are fearless, yet they have such wishes and desires. It's not really a wish, my reviews. You know, that's something which was something for the future. Generally, it is. But no, it's this desire that if only I wasn't even human, if only I wasn't even born. What does this mean? That such people, when it came to, you know, in front of the enemies, they were courageous. They were courageous. They were strong. But then people like Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he possessed, when it came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was fear. But if it was, they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, it is, we could say, unbelievable. Really, it is unbelievable, my dear viewers, the amount of fear they had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the topic is those people who are fearless. This is what we're speaking about. The fearless, my dear viewers, meaning we should not have fear for the people around us, but we should have fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sadly, this has changed. Sadly, this has changed, my dear viewers. You know, in the olden days, as we've heard, people used to wish they were never born. Why? Firstly, what does it mean by fear? What does it mean by fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What it means by fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fearing the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing the punishment, fearing the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned for me? Will I die upon iman or will I not? What is in the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fearing the independence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He wishes. You know, this is, my dear viewers, it is adl if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is His justice. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to punish us. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to punish us, my dear viewers, then there's nothing we will be able to do about it. There's nothing we can do about it. This is fear for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what it means by fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who said such things, you know, I wish I was only, you know, like you, like a bird. People like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, who was this person? He was no ordinary individual. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the greatest of people after the prophets. After the prophets, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the greatest of the people. Then Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. These are the greatest of people. People who have been promised paradise in this world. They have been promised, my dear viewers, paradise in this world whilst they were alive. Yet they had so much fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did they fear? They feared that on the day of judgment they may be held accountable. My dear viewers, fearlessness, being fearless is good in some ways. But it is only good when it's not being fearful of the people. But when it comes to fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everybody must have fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the fear we must have. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a famous story mentioned about that there was a slave girl of Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala. And she says to him, that last night I had an extraordinary dream. She says, I had an extraordinary dream last night, you know, a beautiful dream. He says, really? You know, what was this dream? Tell me, what was this dream about? And she said that many people were made to cross the bridge of Sirat. Many people were made to cross the bridge of Sirat, you know, the bridge of Sirat, which is on top of the fire of hell. She says that first, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan was made to cross the bridge. He began to walk, and suddenly he fell off the bridge. The bridge turned, he fell off the bridge, and he fell into the fire of hell. And then Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he says that what happened next? She says, and then his son Walid ibn Abdul Malik, that he was made to cross the bridge, and he also fell. He's frightened. And then what happened? She says that then you were ordered to cross the bridge. And upon hearing this, he was horror stricken, my dear viewers. He was shocked, and he was so afraid of what the answer may be that he fell unconscious. He was shivering. He was shivering, my dear viewers. And she says that, you know, oh, you know, Khalifa, she says that, oh, our leader, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen. She says, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, don't worry. When it was your turn, you crossed the bridge of Sirat. But sadly, he was not able to hear this, my dear viewers. This was the fear he had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fearing the possibility of falling off the bridge of Sirat, not successfully passing through this stage, passing over the bridge of Sirat, this is also fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, nowadays a lot of us, we exercise regularly. Yes, exercise is good, my dear viewers, no doubt about it. In fact, many of us, even, you know, a lot of us, we become so strong. We'll take our supplements. We'll, you know, lift weights, my dear viewers. Or we may be brilliant in some sort of martial art, whatever it may be. We may think ourselves as strong, but when it comes to it, you know, we're afraid. These people were strong. People I'm referring to were people who were strong, stoic, my dear viewers. But they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tables have turned. They never feared the people, they feared Allah. But now things have changed. That we do not fear the Khaliq, we do not fear the Creator, but rather we have become to fear the makhluk. We are now fearing the people, my dear viewers of the Nisham. This should not be the case. We should have this hope, we should have this belief that whatever we have, it is a decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. Whatever we have, it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. Whatever we don't have, it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us not to have. Whatever it is the will, the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be satisfied with the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should fear not the people, my dear viewers. The people have no power. How much power do the people have? What's the most that can be done? We all come into the world naked, my dear viewers. When we leave the world, we are all going into the ground alone. We are all going into the ground alone. Then what can possibly affect you after this? Nothing in this world. Nothing in this world. And the afterlife, this shall remain, my dear viewers. This world is transitory. This world is temporary. The afterlife is not. And if you are to be punished, then you shall forever be punished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any sort of punishment whatsoever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us fear for Himself. Now, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, each and every single day we have a daily reminder. So let's move to our reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My viewers of Milni Channel, what we have to look at is we feed our body with food. We hydrate our body with water. That is our body. What do we feed our soul with? What do we feed our soul with? If we do not read namaz, if we do not pay zakat, if we do not keep fast in Ramadan, if we do not do hajj, if we can afford it, then we are not feeding our soul. Salah is a thing that helps to feed your soul, but also the zikr of Allah helps to feed your soul. Your soul becomes strong. Your qalb becomes strong. My viewers of Madni Channel, we need not just to feed our bellies. We need to feed our soul with the zikr of Allah, the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Also, we need to read our salah. We need to read extra nuafil. We need to read our sunnahs. We need to do the deen work, meaning neki ki daawat. We need to sit down and watch pious people. We need to be watching Madni Channel, because that is the only channel that does not have advertisements or women on its channel. My sweet viewers of Madni Channel, it is really, really imperative that we feed our souls. And firstly, the way you're going to feed your soul, or the way we are going to feed our soul, is by reading our salah. Because remember, the first pillar of Islam is your shahada. Your second pillar is salah. We cannot lay bricks, then leave one empty space, and then put bricks on the foundation. The foundation has to be strong. Your second pillar of Islam is salah. We need to read our salah. We need to read our salah. Do zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do zikr of Allah azza wa jal. And insha'Allah azza wa jal, when these things are on your tongue, your du'as will be accepted. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Very soon we shall be joined by our guest, inshallah, a special guest, somebody who's not joined us before on this program. Now, my dear viewers of Madan Channel, we speak about the fearless. Yes, you know, there are many people who are fearless and they are proud to be fearless. But the companions, even amongst them, they were the fearless, my dear viewers. But they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is for those that have joined us. This is today's topic. That suddenly things have changed. And now we do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we fear the people. There's a beautiful example of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a tabi'i, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Somebody who was referred to in the hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, he was, you know, somebody who performed Hajj 55 times. He was one of those people who would recite the entire Quran in a raka'ah, in one raka'ah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, simply in one. This was the greatness of, there were four people, the ulama state in history. One was Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan. One was Hazrat Tamim ibn Dar al-Aws, my dear viewers. One was Hazrat Sa'id ibn Jubayr, and one was Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was one of the four people which the scholars state would recite the entire Quran in one cycle of prayer. The entire Quran. And he said that once the Imam was reciting the verses, and the person who did the guardian of the masjid, he states that Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was crying and he was reciting the words, Ya man yarzi bi misqali zarrati khairin khaira wa ya man yarzi bi misqali zarrati sharrin sharra. That, O you who rewards the amount, the fraction amount of goodness with good, and O you who rewards a fraction amount of evil with badness. Ajrin nu'mana abdaka minan nar. Save your servant, your slave, nu'man. Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa referring to himself. Save him from the fire of hell. Wa ma yuqarribu minha min su. And also those things which lead to the fire of hell. Wa adkhilhu fi sa'ati rahmatik. And include him in the mercy, in your mercy, Ya Allah. This was the dua he was reciting. And the guardian, he left him. Early morning, the time for Fajr Salah came. He returns to the masjid. And again he sees Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit, Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is in the same place. He is crying. He is reciting the same words. He's the Imam and of yours. You know, all those people who call ourselves Hanfi all around the world. People all around the world. He's known as Imam Azam, even from amongst the Imams. This is the fear he has. For those of us that don't have fear, we need to question ourselves. Why is it we don't have fear? And we need to attempt to develop this fear. Now, mashallah, we will turn to our daily hadith sharif, and then we shall be joined by our guest. Let's inshallah very soon hear from him too. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azawajal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear about a very important element of our lives. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِ أَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. A time will come upon the people, لَا يُبَالِي الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ مِنْهُ. When one will not care where he attains his wealth from, whether he attains it through permissible means or impermissible means, halal or haram. No doubt, one of the obligation upon a Muslim is that he earns for himself and his family a pure and halal sustenance. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not sleep all night. So Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, O Messenger of Allah, what has caused you to stay awake all night? The best of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied that I found a date last night and I ate it. Then I remembered that we had in our house some dates that were meant for charity. So I feared that the date I ate was from the dates that were to be given to charity. Subhanallah, what does this go to show? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ate one date, forgetting that he had some dates in his house that were meant for charity. And this caused them to have a sleepless night, just out of fear that this date may have been from the dates of the charity. So this accidental morsel caused our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much unrest and so much discomfort. In reality, this serves as a lesson for us. This is a teaching within this. There's a teaching for us, those of us who may be earning such a living that comes from a means of haram, and yet we enjoy a deep sleep at night. And like this, we have countless accounts of various Sahaba-i-Kiram and Awliya who too are great role models even in just safeguarding themselves from doubtful food and sustenance. Halal sustenance is the means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also His Azza wa Jal's protection. It's the mean of getting all our lawful du'as answered and also and truly a means of being honored on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the pursuit of seeking halal sustenance easy upon all of us. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa'ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madrid, inshallah, alhamdulillahi azza wa jalla. Now we were speaking about fearlessness. Not fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something, my dear viewers of Madrid, inshallah, which is and has always and will impact us hugely, my dear viewers. Not fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we need to consider those things which make us fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah azza wa jalla, I was hoping to ask our guest this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, brilliant to hear your voice. Maulana Usman Sahib, this is Madhi viewers from Malawi. Now, MashaAllah, first time you have joined us on this program. It's a quick question. Firstly, I hope you're well and in the best of health.
JazakAllah khairah.
MashaAllah, now, a quick question for you, a quick question for yourself. Today is fruit day. What is your favorite fruit?
Favorite fruit?
Yes, favorite fruit.
Mango, I think.
Mango, mashallah. It seems the question shocked you.
I didn't really expect that.
Alhamdulillah, don't worry, I'm not going to be expecting you to tell us the nutritional benefits of any particular fruit. Inshallah, we shall hear in our last segment. But you love mangoes the best. Mangoes are known as the king of fruits. Inshallah, we shall be returning to our fruits. But Usman, by mashallah, again, I want to say barakallah for joining us. Today's topic is, well, the topic's name is the fearless. What did you first think when you heard the fearless?
The first thing which came to my mind was the trend amongst the people, especially in amongst the youth, that we are capable of everything, we are sufficient for everything. It's my life, it's my style, it's my will. I can do anything, there is no one to tell me anything. This is the first thing which came to my mind.
Subhanallah. Yes, exactly. This is, I wasn't thinking like that, but yes, that's in a way your own way of thinking, which is brilliant, which is beautiful. That people, yes, they have confidence and we're living in such a time, especially in this era where everyone could do whatever they wish. The actual topic, my dear viewers, and especially Usman Bhai, is that yes, being fearless, it sounds brilliant. It is good in many ways. But this is fearless when it's not having fear for the makhluk, not having fear of the makhluk. But undoubtedly, we must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like you to mention a few words on this, inshallah.
Inshallah, when I was told regarding the topic, so I, alhamdulillah, went through a few risalas of Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnah, and I found very relevant hikayat and narrations which I shall inshallah share. And I will start off with the narration of Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, sin is such a chain that stops a person from performing good deeds and obeying Allah azza wa jal. So when a person is fond of sinning, when there is a quantity of sinning, when there is excessiveness of sinning, a person gets heedless, which causes him to have lack of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lack of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ultimately lead a person towards heedlessness. Sayyidina Ka'ab Ahbar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, the one who steers fall from the eyes due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we often see and witness in our ijtima'at of Dawati Islami, we see at times the Amir Ahl Sunnah is crying, the tears are flowing, and in the Madani Mahal of Dawati Islami, we are encouraged that cry due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent, this is also said that if you are not able to cry, then at least try to cry, inshallah you will be successful one day. So what is the reason of this emphasis? What is the reason of this sort of motivation? So subhanallah, the narration says, the one whose tears fall from the eyes due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and drops of tears fall onto the ground, the fire of hell will never touch that person.
Allah.
So these are the excellences of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Qibla Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya emphasizes so much on khawfe khuda, on fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, every blessing that does not make you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually a calamity. Sometimes what happens is, what makes us fearless is heedlessness, that we have everything in the world, we have a luxury home, we have a luxury car, we have all the money, we have all the name, we have all the things, and because of that we think that there is no one to touch us, and this results in not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be careful of this narration, that it is said that every blessing that does not make you closer to Allah is actually a calamity. You are getting away from the main path. You are getting astray, actually, in other words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the seerat of our aslaf, the seerat of awliya uzam, that awliya Allah, their narrations, that when they would cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would actually rub their tears over their cheeks. When they would be asked, they would say that we do this because we have heard that the fire of Jahannam will not touch that part of the body where the tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to bring in this tendency amongst ourselves, inshallah.
Subhanallah, mashallah. Beautifully put. Now, Usman, I have a question for you. That yes, we've spoken about the greatness, the excellences of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how could we develop this fear? What if a person, he just doesn't have this fear? What could he do?
To develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person should always have one thing in his mind. And that one thing in a person's mind is enough to change a person's entire life. So whatever we are doing, we are alone or we are in front of someone, daytime, nighttime, whatever it may be. You know, sometimes we're on our phone and we think that there is no one to watch us.
Allah.
We should always remember that whatever I do, wherever I do, Allah is watching me. And this feeling, you know, a person when he has this feeling in his heart, this will stop him from many other things, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Then we should look at the sunnah and the seerah of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would do excessive istighfar. Well, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is forgiven. In fact, because of him, we will be forgiven, inshallah ta'ala, on the Day of Judgment. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did so much of istighfar just to teach us and for us to develop this habit within ourselves, that if my beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is ma'asum, who is a jannati, because of whom many will be jannati, if he can have this tendency and this behavior, then why shouldn't we develop this? And then we should see the fadail of having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the fadail of crying in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, having these few points in our minds will encourage us to develop this fear in our hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, mashallah. Barakallah for that, Usman bhai. Now, Usman bhai, we are going to move to our next segment. I hope you will stick with us, inshallah. But there's a short clip we have for the viewers of Madani channel, and then hopefully we'll hear your words in regards to it. My dear viewers, our last and final segment, the daily fruit, my dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Cherries, loaded with vital nutrients and minerals, the cherry is one fruit with enormous health benefits. Cherries have a very high content of antioxidants due to the presence of vitamin C within them. Cherry fruits come in various shapes and colors, ranging from bright red to purple. These sweet and tart fruits can do wonders to your skin, hair, and your overall health. They are said to be packed with antioxidants, and so they benefit arthritis pain. Arthritis occurs due to the presence of uric acid in the blood, which causes intense inflammation. The presence of antioxidants in cherries help to lower the arthritis pain by reducing the formation of uric acid in the blood. Cherries also lower blood pressure. They benefit in keeping the heart healthy, and they help in reducing weight. It has been said that fiber is one of the essential nutrients required by the human body that helps to keep you full for longer periods of time. A regular consumption of cherries helps in reducing weight over a period of time. They are very low in calories and mostly made up of water. And the high levels of water in cherries help in speeding up the metabolism levels. Cherries promote sound sleep. If you were to eat cherry fruits and you were to have trouble at night, trouble sleeping, unbalanced hormones, strength, and unhealthy habits are all causes of bad sleep. Cherries, they contain a substance called melatonin that helps to sleep soundly. Consuming cherries will help your sleep regulation. Cherries cleanse the skin. They promote hair growth and also act as an anti-cancer agent. If you wish to stay healthy, then add cherries to your diet today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, today is fruit day. Yes, we have just heard a little about cherries. Now, one of the most important things I took from that, my dear viewers, was this is just me personally, inshallah. In fact, let's go to our respected guest first. Usman bhai, what are your views on what you've just heard?
But today I really learned that how beneficial and how important this fruit actually is. Subhanallah.
MashaAllah, if you were to watch Rise and Shine, then you would have heard of many fruits, mashaAllah. Now, Usman bhai, generally you like cherries. Is this, would you say, amongst your favorite fruits?
Cherries, I do not eat so often because it is not easily available in our where we stay in Malawi. But right, yes, when it's available, I really enjoy it.
Rather, that was my next question. You're in Malawi, and from here, like for example in England, the majority of our foods, especially fruits, we buy from the store, they've been processed, you know, it's not fully natural. And I don't think, and I highly doubt, we would have the variation it possesses in Malawi. What are the most famously eaten fruits in Malawi?
Alhamdulillah, in Malawi, the biggest advantage we have is that unlike other advanced countries, our fruits are to highest level of, you can say they're natural. They do not have many things added to it, alhamdulillah. So the most famous ones are mangoes, sugar canes, and many such fruits which are not available in other countries as well. And I also don't know the name of them, but it's mainly sugar canes which people love here the most.
Allahu Akbar. Sugar canes, one thing I've realized is, for example, if I was to go to Pakistan, is that in sugar cane, they have sugar cane juice and they put salt in it.
Yes, the sugarcane juice as well. But if you see the locals here, the way they enjoy it is like how they have just taken it out, broken it from the plant, and they're having it straight away without adding anything to it.
Right, right. Meaning they just take it, and they've, yes, I've also seen this, is strip a bit from the sides and then eat sugarcane. This is something we don't have in the United Kingdom. Sugarcane, rarely, very, very rarely. Yes, you can find imported pieces, and they normally come in pieces, but I've never seen, especially in England, I've never seen the actual sugarcane. Nevertheless, Usman, but another question for you. Do you have your five a day?
I do not have five various fruits a day. I try to have at least one or two, but sometimes without even having any.
Yeah, we all have our days where, you know, sometimes we don't have any, but alhamdulillah, my day viewers of the channel, we've heard many times the benefits of fruits. Undoubtedly, you know, these are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted for us. And organic is the best. Also, we mentioned those which are in season. For example, here in this country, Usman, we get, you know, all types of fruits. Fruits which are not even in season. But undoubtedly there's a wisdom behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us naturally particular fruits during particular times of the year. So we should take benefit from those. Right, Usman, another question. One fruit you just can't eat.
One fruit which I can't eat, I just can't eat.
Yes. Yes.
Is there one?
I don't think if there is anything like that. Alhamdulillah, I enjoy all the fruits.
MashaAllah, that's the brilliance of fruits, isn't it? That yes, sometimes you'll have a fruit which it's not turned out so good, but generally we would never think, I cannot eat this fruit, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, fruits are a huge blessing. They're extremely beneficial, especially from the cherries video which we've just seen. You know, they look beautiful, my dear viewers. And on top of all that, the benefits, so many people are suffering from sleeping disorders. The amount of people who are, you know, depressed and they're suffering from sleep problems. This is beneficial. Cancer. Nowadays, my dear viewers, cancers, you know, it's so much we have. We have so much cancer in our, you know, families, our societies, my dear viewers. Eating cherries provides anti-cancer agents within it. Eating, you know, a lot of people are losing our hair. Many people are losing hair. And they have to travel to another country to, you know, take operations or particular surgeries to regrow their hair. My dear viewers, maybe if you were to eat cherries, this is also beneficial for the hair. So undoubtedly, there are many benefits. Sadly, we have come to a close for our today's episode. Usman bhai, any last words from yourself?
Alhamdulillah, I really love the format of the silsila, that we are also speaking about fruits and helping people educate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should realize the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make shukr upon, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us more.
SubhanAllah, it was brilliant having you, Usman bhai. Jazakallahu khairah, mashallah, for joining us, for blessing us, for giving us your time also. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, you do know that inshallah, we shall be returning with more rise and shine. But don't forget your five daily fruit, my dear viewers. Today's topic, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not fearing the creation, and continue to send salawat upon the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise.